Right then, welcome to Ask Uncle Lee. It's Wednesday. All right, I hope you're enjoying all my new backgrounds and stuff. If I kind of disintegrate a little bit, I'm just passing into the other world. I'm trying all this new, I've got a green screen now and new trying new software and whatnot. Trying different mics and cameras and such things. So there might be some lagging or popping on the sound. I noticed that on Monday's video, some popping with the sound and whatnot. So I am trying to get the best that I can get. All right, but anyway, I also noticed if anybody was on the live on Sunday. I made a silly mistake of thinking it was the first Sunday of the month when actually it was the last Sunday of March. So I do apologize for that. So there's not going to be anything this week, but I'll definitely pick up again on the third Sunday of the month, and I will make sure it's the third Sunday with the cauldron, and then we'll go on from there. But anyway, let's get into Ask Uncle Lee and question. Welcome to my channel. You are entering the world of magic and mysticism with your host, Lee W. Johnson. Keep the lights on and help improve the channel by becoming a supporter for just $2.99 per month. Hit the join button. Okay, so question. I can do all this other fancy stuff now as well. If you're watching on a larger screen, I do apologize. It's probably going to be very big, but I just figured most people are watching on their phone, so wouldn't be able to read as well. Okay. So the question was from Bite Size Gnosis 6660. There was a response to this, and then a further response from Bite Size Gnosis. So I'm adding all of it because the response has actually added some additional perspective to the question itself. So it starts off, a friend asked today, why would you not go straight to God? Why intermediaries to communicate with the higher realms? She sees the God as the creator. She is coming from a Christian perspective, albeit she doesn't follow the doctrine now, so I guess you answered it. But if the creator is the all-knowing and source, why not communicate with him over demons and angels? And the reply to that was a Catholic viewpoint too. Saints were once human and they can pray on our behalf. It's easier for a human to communicate and build connection to other humans. I know this isn't an answer. My puny brain gets confused when gathering perspective. It's actually a great response, I must say. And then Bite Size Gnosis replied, it's a good perspective. I said maybe they are God's servants. Maybe God is not meant to be communicated with. We have a different perspective in consciousness. She sees us as God and all powerful, which we are. So she struggles to understand the need for intermediaries. I suppose I do too, but I see us as different expressions all with individuality, same with the entities. So why would we want to communicate with God as we would only be communicating with ourselves? And if we are struggling with one area of life, there would be no answer as we would be communicating with ourselves and everyone else who is God. Sorry, it's getting complex now. It's what happens when I get philosophical. Haha. Expressions of one is easier to find other expressions with similar values. I struggle to see her perspective as we are all one, all God. Yes, I believe we are all one consciousness, but expressions of that consciousness. Okay. All right, so hold on, I'm just going to open the question up here so I can see it and reply to it. So this really, obviously, as I'm always saying, it comes down to worldview, your own personal worldview and perspectives and all of that stuff. Not everybody's going to believe that there are even spirits beyond ourselves and still do magic. Some people don't hold the view of there being one whole force power that is out there. So it's really going to end up being personal worldview and personal perspective. But you kind of, I suppose we can ask the question, in order to solve a problem, have you ever talked to yourself? Now, some people don't have internal dialogue, so not everybody's going to do this or recognize this or understand what I'm saying. But I do it myself. If I have a problem, I will talk to myself and I will resolve the problem. And sometimes that could be a verbal conversation with myself. It could be an internal conversation with myself. Quite often what I'll do, I will journal it. I'll write it down so that I extract it from my mind and put it down into something that I can actually visually see. But this is talking to myself to resolve a problem. So, you know, if we do consider the all-know thing that I call Omnil to be the entity, it's not really, I don't want to call it an entity, it's not an entity, it is a force, it is a power, it is all and no thing, therefore it is us and everything that exists and does not exist. So it's a lot bigger, a lot more extensive than, you know, what we may just call an entity. And we are all part of that all-know thing, that Omnil. So yes, we are it, but as you say, we are expressions. We are each expressions of it. If you think of all of us as being in different rooms, not being in different rooms, but being different rooms. This is the way I like to look at it myself anyway. So each person is a different room, and within each room you have all of the ornaments and books and statues and all of the expressions of that person. So in my room I have all of the expressions of my own worldview, which are on the shelves and on the wall and the ceiling, on the floor. You know, the whole room is just made up of my own personal worldview. Your room is going to be made up of your own personal worldview. So that makes your reality. So my reality and your reality are not exactly the same, but they can overlap. You can go visit me in my room and experience my worldview, but it will never be your worldview because it's my room. So that's your worldview. And you can change things in your own room to suit changes and differences that come up and arise as you grow and you change your worldview. Okay, so this is kind of that whole idea of different rooms, different realities, different worldviews, and they're never going to be the same for different people. And I've gone completely off track and can't even remember why I was discussing that. Anyway, so to get back to your question, I'm sure it'll make sense at some point. I do this often. But I'm just going to leave it anyway, just in case it does make sense to you. All right, so why do we have intermediaries? That was the real question. Why do we not go straight to this God, this Omnil? So the Omnil, I just like to call it the Omnil. I think you know what I'm referring to now. The Omnil is that overarching, that all-empowering, that all-encompassing, all-knowing, the power, the force that is everything, that is us and we are it. Okay, why do we not go straight to it? We do, in a sense. As I said, we kind of speak to ourselves, we have an internal dialogue. Some people don't, but a lot of us do. We have an internal dialogue, so we talk to ourselves. Therefore, we are talking to God, in a sense. Why do we have intermediaries in order to go to that God? We cannot talk to that God. In my own personal understanding, we cannot talk to the Omnil. We can experience it, and we experience it every day. We are, as you said, expressions of it, and therefore we experience, the experience that we have, that each of us have, is an expression or an experience that is for that body. The easiest way to think of it is a human body, humanoid body, and each cell that makes up that body is an individual person. And, you know, we are all therefore expressions of the body itself, but we cannot communicate with the entire body. That would be communicating with all things. If we were to go into some kind of state like samadhi, yes, then maybe that's getting closer to an expression of that being in communication with that entire body, the omnil itself. But we don't usually go to God. We don't usually go to this omnil and talk to it directly. What we do, however, do is we speak to various spirits, which are again expressions of that same body, of the omnil. Well, the gods and the goddesses, the angels, the demons, ourselves, the plants, the trees, the rocks, the animals, the birds, the fish, all of these things are separate expressions or separate cells of the overarching encompassing whole body. So we don't, we go to these spirits in order to talk to them, in order to solve problems. Just like we would talk to ourselves in order to solve a problem. We may have a conversation with ourselves, as I've said, and that would look very similar or the same to actually talking to a demon or an angel or a god or a goddess, whatever spirit it may be. Because they are all part of that whole, and we are them and they are us in that oneness that we talk about. So in one or regarding one perspective, yes, we are talking to ourselves when we go and talk to the demons and the angels. We are talking to ourselves. From another perspective, we are not. We are talking to individual entities, which are just part of the whole body, that we are part of also. So we all make up that body. So it gets, as I said, it gets quite convoluted. It is one of those things that you will, or you should actually examine and question yourself, your own beliefs throughout your entire lifetime, and allow it to keep changing because, these things, there's no absolute truth here, really isn't. And actually coming back to the rooms thing, maybe this is the point I was trying to make, is that each person's room is their own reality, so there is no absolute truth because my room is not going to be the same as your room. There may be very similar to somebody who is Christian or Muslim or something like that. Compared to that, that's very, very different. So your room and my room might be quite similar, but they'll never be exactly the same. They cannot be, because we are individuals. But these rooms are expressions of ourselves. And we are expressions of that whole, the whole body. Each of us are expressions of it. They are, a room could be called a cell, I suppose. And that means that, the cells of the body make up the whole body. However, I am going to be the one who is going to start repeating himself just now. So let me just have a look. Intermediary spirits. We do actually talk about this also. So we may want to go and talk to a spirit which is on a higher realm or of a higher vibration or something like that. We talk about the higher vibration and the lower vibrational entities. We want to bring ourselves out of that lower vibrational state in order to reach the higher vibrational entities and live in their vibrational states. That's really, really what we want to do in our own spiritual practices, in our magical practices. But in actual spirit work, what you'll find a lot of the time are these intermediary spirits. And intermediary means between. So we have our own physical world that we live in and we function in every day. And then we have the other world. And the other world is where we may go to in order to actually talk to, meet with, and communicate with various spirits. But in order to get there, there's quite often a barrier that we have to go through. And that barrier is quite often guarded by an intermediary spirit. Or we call an intermediary spirit in order to open up a road that we can then walk down. But before that road is opened, again, it's like a barrier. It needs to be opened so we can actually walk down that road and go and meet these spirits. So these intermediary spirits are very important, and we do find them in various places, in various traditions, cultures, and everything else. And they're usually crossroads spirits. So any crossroads spirit who you go to in order to open the crossroads, again, that's the crossroads are a liminal point, and therefore they are that spirit is an intermediary spirit. And, you know, an intermediary spirit can be another god or goddess or demon or angel or, well, not usually an angel, but, you know, a demon or a more of a thonic type spirit that is an underworldly spirit that is a crossroads spirit. That's the type of entity you're looking for in this regard. And we do that because we need to go from one place to another. Really as simple as that. And when we talk about going from one place to another, it's a shift in consciousness. We talk about altered states of consciousness. And that means that we are moving from one state of consciousness into a different state of consciousness. And that's what we're talking about when we say walking or opening the road, walking down the road, meeting at the crossroads, you know, all of these things is going from one, this active, everyday, physical world state of consciousness into this altered state of consciousness where we get to a point where we become liminal. We get to a liminal point and we need to step over, cross over, open the way, and all these things. And therefore, what we usually find is there's an intermediary spirit there which allows that to happen. So that's really what we're talking about there. It's not necessarily communication. You know, we don't have to go to a spirit and say, may I talk to? But in saying that, it's just the wording we use. But in saying that, what we're really saying is, may I cross the boundary in order to talk to? You know, maybe that's been misinterpreted within the Christian worldview, because I think that's because there's always this idea of hierarchy and power. You know, you are not allowed to go and talk to God yourself. You have to talk to a person who will then go and talk on your behalf. You know, that's just a hierarchy. It is it's a power play. It's not what we do in magic and witchcraft and spirituality. But the understanding that intermediary spirit is simply there in order to meet you at that liminal point and therefore allow you or guide you through the way, through the actual road itself and opening the road so that you can actually go into that altered state of consciousness and then achieve whatever you need to. So I think that explains it. And as I said, I do tend to ramble and I do tend to repeat myself. And I'm trying not to do that as much as I usually do. So I'm going to actually leave that here today. This was one of the other long questions that I suspected would be a long answer. So I'm only going to do the one today and then we'll get back into, other questions next week. Okay, so if that is confusing or it brings up more questions, then just ask in the comments below and we'll add it to the list again. Okay. All right then, have a good one and I'll see you next week. Cheers for now. Bye-bye.